Yeah, I think everybody's ready to go. Yep. The day to day is day to day. Everybody seems ready to go. Yep. I think he's going to be in the lineup. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how warm up goes, but I don't anticipate any changes there. I think for 60 minutes, we have to play a lot harder. It's our building, you know. And we play, it's almost like we wait for the game to get started and see how the game goes. And I think we have to set the pace and the tempo of the game, especially in this building, and get the fans involved in the game, you know, because certainly, you know, they want to. We haven't, you know, we can't wait to dictate, to see what dictates the pace of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Not really, because we know our team, we know their team, and you know Hitch's done a great job there at the staff. And you watch them play last night; they're a hard team to play against. They were loose a little bit in pockets of the game, but it wasn't too bad, you know. And then they got back on track, and I mean, I thought they were great in the second period, but just typical of the way they play. You know, they make you earn every inch of ice, and you got to be ready to work. You got to play in the hard areas, and they are a hard team to play against when they play the way they play. They don't give you much offensively, and you got to work your way through stuff with them. And I like their team. They got a nice team. I like their defense. You know, they've got a lot of good parts. No, we wouldn't change our defensive posture, but, you know, I don't know that it makes a big difference. I think if you had to start changing your systems and the way you play because of hybrid icing, I mean, teams like Chicago do different things. They stretch you out. They really fly the zone sometimes, depending on different things. You'd have to maybe make your team aware of stuff, but I don't know if you'd make a wholesale change because of the hybrid icing. Well, I don't know if confidence is a factor. I think you build confidence, and that comes with success. You know, if you're going to be a team that's hard to play against, you build the way you play. And I don't think that – I think it works hand in hand. If you don't play that great, whether it's an individual or the team, you have to earn it. You have to earn confidence. It's built. You know, you build it. When you play hard and you play from the onset and the start, you feel a lot better about yourself. And not all the time, but the results – you know, usually follow if you're engaged for 60 minutes. You know, so the confidence thing, we have to be prepared to play, right? We need a good 60-minute game. And what we need more than anything is we need to prove to ourselves that we play, when we play the right way and we play 60 minutes, we're in the game and we're competing in the game. Not always the right results, but we're right there. And I think that helps build confidence. Well, if we're up 9-0, that would give me some comfort. Is that what you're asking? But I mean, you know, no, yeah. But I'm not, you know. Now, a good first period for me would be a period that you're probably going to see in the game, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a heavy period, and you're going to have to compete on pucks, and you're going to have to be heavy in the game, and you're putting the puck in the right areas and making good decisions. It tells you your team's engaged in the game. They know what's coming. They know the game plan, and they know how we need to play to get involved in the game. That would be, take the score out of it. That would be what I'd be looking for. Well, I think everybody has, because the East hasn't been going that great. And, you know, when you look at the teams and the record from the West to the East, the games are, they're fast and they're heavier, really, in the West is what we've seen. We've seen it all the way from the faceoff circle out, you know, because we've had some struggles in the faceoff circle, which is a heavy battle area. But the teams in the West play a heavy game with some pace, and that's what we've noticed a fair bit. It's been some adjustment for our guys just right from the faceoff circle and out. You got to be ready to go. When you look, I think we're the only team under 500. You know. So the competitive nature of the West is fierce right now.
There's a difference in conferences in East and West.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah. Yeah, the same thing with the
more mature,
stronger, heavier on pucks, and no, you know, I don't think there's any light games, but there's no, what we've faced this year, it's been, you better be ready to go for 60 minutes or you're going to be on the wrong side of the game. And that's caught us a few times, you know. Well, he's played there before, and it matches things up a little bit better for us. You know, he's a guy that has played with Buff before and has done well, you know. And the other thing is it takes Bogosian out of the left side, which is a concern, you know. I just don't think that's a fit for him. I mean, it is okay for the time being, but I just don't think it matches. It works well with the pairs, so it gives us more flexibility this way. And, you know, Grant knows how he needs to play, and he's played well with Buff before, and that's helped him, so we're just trying to help him.